Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, we got a sheriff's primary election coming up here. Joining me now is Darius Hall. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Terry. Good morning.
Captain Darius Hall, you are actually a captain in the sheriff's department. You've had a 14-year tenure with the SWAT team. You were a lieutenant, moved up to captain. So you have already a pretty large leadership role at the sheriff's department. Tell me why you are the best guy for this job.
Well, in addition to all the training and actual local law enforcement experience that I have, mm-hmm. it's just the community connections that I already have over, I've been here in Greenville all my life with the exception of the 4 years in the military. It takes time to build trust. And right now, due to some of the climate, not just here in Greenville, but throughout the nation, I have been working very hard to build trust between law enforcement and the community. And when you couple that with actual, I call it expertise mm-hmm. in gangs, drugs, property crimes, it gives me a very unique skill set that I bring.
How do you think your experience measures up to other folks in the race?
Well, we have a lot of good candidates. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their own skill set, but we're law enforcement. And that is all I've done. All your heavy lifting, like I said before, with the gangs, narcotics, tactical units such as SWAT, that's what I've done. I mean, that's who I am. You can have law enforcement experience, but some people don't actually do those type of things. And it gives me a different lens to look through when I'm evaluating how we're doing as an agency.
One of the really tough decisions, if a sheriff is elected here, your person's probably going to be in office for a while. And eventually we will have Democrats back in leadership, no doubt, in the Capitol. And as we're seeing in Virginia right now, they're already beginning gun confiscation legislation is expected to pass. They're already making plans for confiscating guns, including pistols. If bans on certain kinds of weapons, many kinds of weapons, perhaps like in Virginia, become the law at the federal level, what will you do? Will you become one of the sheriffs that say this is a sanctuary county? I'm not collecting these weapons from the citizens who elected me. Or will you follow federal law?
I am not going to get into gun confiscation. I don't believe in that. I think the Second Amendment is very clear. I'm a gun owner. Mm-hmm. I like it for protection. And I find them fun to shoot. I enjoy doing that. So we're guaranteed that by Constitution, and I'm not going to violate that.
Okay. I just want to be really clear, because you said you're not going to get into gun confiscation. You mean you're
yes.
not going to do gun confiscation, or you don't want to discuss whether you – I mean, let me just be blunt. Would this be a sanctuary county? Would you make this a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment if it came to that?
Yes, our citizens do not have to worry about that with me, just to be clear.
So you would be on the side then of the, if we were in Virginia, of the sanctuary sheriffs?
Yes.
There's over 40 communities like that. Want to ask you this question as well. The term of Sheriff Will Lewis was a disaster, but for one thing, and he did it very well. He was beginning to systematically target gangs, to no longer treat certain crimes as one-offs. And most importantly, to call out gang leaders. There was a shooting of a young woman. There were hundreds of witnesses, yet they never could solve that crime. He was doing things like that, beginning to work on gang interdiction. And it is something that Johnny Mack has not done. He has not continued. We don't hear a word about gangs from him. And after we saw the level of gang activity that we learned about for the first time from Sheriff Lewis, really concerned that we will just go back into a kind of malaise on it. What would you say to that? Well, I really want to see the kind of activism I saw from Lewis on gangs.
Well, with me, it's going to be a combination. I happen to grow up in a neighborhood where we mm-hmm. had a lot of gang activity. It's all over the county, but I can speak for where I grew up. And just for one, we start too late addressing the problem. Some children are born into the gangs, and where, as a law enforcement agency, we start to attack it middle school to high school. We're too far behind the power curve. So education, prevention, and intervention first. But on the incarceration side, we need to be very heavy-handed for those that are participating in that type of activity. So I plan on growing the unit. I think it's unsatisfactory that we only have one person assigned to the federal gang task force, which I supervise now. I've lost track of how many actual gang investigators we have inside the county, but I think it's zero for as far as our county gang unit. I think it was disbanded.
Yeah, see, and that's a problem because Sheriff Lewis was talking about they're often using the unincorporated areas to operate in because they know the sheriff's just not on top, you know, just hasn't been on top of it.
Great.
Tell me, give me an example of one thing right now that you would change in the sheriff's office.
Well, number one, everyone knows that we have a poor response time right now. Mm-hmm. I want to use technology to our advantage. We have the equipment that is, it would just take a little more spending to get everything operational, but to use GPS where our dispatchers can see where our deputies are, we can throw more manpower at the road, but unless you're able to control the manpower, see where they're at, or kind of play puppet master to get people in the right positions. Until we're doing that, you're just going to have more people on the road, but they're still not being directed. And that's part of managing our supervision. That's what our sergeants are paid for.
We now have an all-Democrat city council here in Greenville, and I have no doubt at some point in the future, Darius Hall, if you are elected sheriff, that you will come under some, at least some level of pressure to make this a sanctuary county for illegal immigrants. That's coming, given the electoral changes in Greenville County. What do you say to that? Would you go along with that?
No, ma'am. Here's the thing. Bottom line is we have rules. We have laws. I have a father-in-law who came here from Cuba legally. Mm-hmm. That's the way it's supposed to be done. If we arrest a person who's come here illegally, if ICE puts a detainer on them, we will hold them for the federal government to deport them.
Okay, so you can give me your word right now that you will cooperate with all ICE detainers.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And would you be willing to take it a step further and work actively, proactively with ICE?
Well, I am now. I'm the supervisor for the deputy that's assigned to that task force. In actuality, up until recently, I have supervised everyone that's assigned to the federal task force. And I have no problem working with our federal partners. Just that's where my passion is at, is making sure that we work cooperatively together. I have the experience both with the federal side and the local law enforcement side.
Talking to Darius Hall, he is one of the candidates running for sheriff. Darius, give me your elevator pitch. 30 seconds. Why should I vote for you? And you know what's interesting about this? I will tell you honestly, I am not convinced. I have no idea who I'm voting for in this race.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
So tell me, why should I vote for you? 30 seconds.
Bottom line is we need a new culture of law enforcement here in Greenville. We've been very good at identifying people who are breaking laws and arresting them, but we need a good combination of opening up the doors, being involved with the community, having the community involved with us, and then getting outside of our box. We need to be better than just good at law enforcement. We need to be great. And I'm an expert of all the things that we have a major problem with in Greenville. So that's what separates me from the other candidates.
I have to say I am impressed with your 14-year tenure with the SWAT team. You were awarded the Medal of Valor for your involvement in hostage rescues. So, I mean, you are a guy who really has on the street, work your way up level experience here. And I really think you need that to effectively run a sheriff's department.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me how that, I mean, does that make you any different, that SWAT experience? Does that give you an edge, you think, in this race?
Well, it does, because at the end of the day, previously we've had really good managers, mm-hmm. but they haven't had that well-rounded experience with the overall sheriff's office. We never had a sheriff sit down day one with all the experience that I bring to the table. So I can actually contribute to what our captains and majors and sergeants are offering. And also, when something's offered that's not quite where we really want to be, I don't just have to take a person's word for it. I can tell them no and explain it. And that's part of what's wrong with the culture now. Sometimes you get a no without a good explanation, and people are making decisions on something that they're not an expert in.
We're talking to Captain Darius Hall. He is running for sheriff. Captain Hall, wish you best of luck in your race. Let me shake your hand and tell us where we can find out more about you. Where can we go online?
I'm on all the social media. My website is www.dariushallforsheriff.com.
All right. Darius Hall for sheriff.com. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on 106.3 WORD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.